Yes, thank you so much, TT. Very much correct. We are coming to you live from the Pilanesberg National Park. You might remember that we were here a few days ago with the Mankwe Game Trackers, and we are back again to still continue with the celebrations at our Northwest Tourism Month. Joining me in this conversation is Mankwe Game Trackers Operations Manager. Her name is Tamreen Yaga. Tamreen, welcome to Pili FM.
Thank you very much.
Now, you know, it is the celebrations are continuing, like you said, but can you maybe tell us a little bit more about your role as the operations manager with Mankwe Game Trackers, and what does your day typically look like in this fun job?
I am in charge of the Kingdom Resorts activities. We are contracted out to the Kingdom Resorts as well, where we do their game drives, quad bikes, archery, rock wall climbing, and there's bungee catapults. We do bicycle hire there as well. So there's quite a few activities that we do out there with a team of four of the Mankwe guides on site to assist with those activities. And then we also do daily game drives into the Pilanesberg with the team of guides at Mankwe as well.
And let me tell you something, where we are situated, I understand we are chilling with all the big fives that are malaria-free. You know, can you maybe walk us through the process of planning and executing a game drive or just a bushwalk here at Pilanesberg National Park?
So game drives are booked through our reservations team, which are based at Sun City. And all the game drives are conducted in the Pilanesberg. You just need to give them a call and they will put you on whichever game drive or bushwalk activity you'd like to do. We have two on offer. We have a three-hour drive. Actually, we have various on offer. I'm lying when I say we have two. We have various game drives on offer. We've got two-hour game drives for the families with the little kids who would like to experience the bush, but 3 hours may be a bit long for the little ones. So we promote the 2 hour game drives for the little ones as well with their families. We've got 3 hour game drives. We've got day game drives, which includes a meal in the park as well. So there's lots of activities for all the bush enthusiasts.
And, you know, we all are aware of how vulnerable some of the animals within the Big Five are. How does Mankwe Game Trackers contribute to conservation efforts in the park, really particularly with regards to the rhino tracking and anti-poaching initiatives?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm probably not the best person to speak to about things like that. I'm more on the adventure activity sides of things. But I'm sure our game drive department would be happy to answer some of those questions on how they get involved. There's definitely involvement in tracking and the notching of animals and things like that as well. But they'd probably give you more accurate information than what I would be able to give you at this point.
All right, fantastic. I mean, we have a full day here. I know I will find a person to direct that question to. But also, according to you, what makes the Northwest Province an attractive destination for tourists? And, you know, what role do you think Mankwe Game Trackers play in, you know, promoting tourism within this region?
Northwest has a little bit of everything for everybody, and particularly at Mankwe, you know, we've got a bit of everything for everybody, for your thrill seekers, for your nature enthusiasts. There's something for everybody to do, from quad biking to hot air ballooning to the Big Five game drives in the Pilanesberg. There's obviously a lot of accommodation around the Pilanesberg as well that's on offer for everybody. So it's definitely an attraction in the Northwest, you know, being at Sun City as well for Mankwe. And Mankwe, yeah, as I said, we have got a lot of activities to suit anybody's needs, really, right down from the little ones who are enthusiastic about getting on a game drive but, you know, might be a little bit afraid of the bigger animals, you know, to the big adults who want to see the big animals. So there's definitely a lot to keep everybody entertained. as I said, on your game drive, you've got the big five. We've got the quad biking, which if you're lucky, you'll spot a few animals there as well. And what better way to start the day than by being in a hot air balloon over the Pilanesberg and possibly even spotting animals from there too. So there's definitely something for everybody.
Yeah, that sounds pretty, pretty exciting. And I think, you know, you painted the day very much clear for us. And I think this is a perfect way to go on with the day. Thank you so much, Tamarin.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And we hope you enjoy your time with Nankwe.
They will.
Oh, definitely going to enjoy our time. There you have go. It is operations manager at Nankwe Game Trackers, named Tamarin Yeager. And of course, really continuing with the celebrations of Northwest Tourism Month. Get yourself ready for unforgettable experiences. Pili FM 95.0, Sun FM 105.0. Community FM 87.6 are bringing you all of the action live on radio from Pilanesberg National Park. And we promise to have an exciting one showcasing the park's unique offerings and attractions. What visitors can look forward to, of course, some game drives, hot air ballooning safari while you are on air. In the air, not the radio on air, in the air, you are able to view some lions from above, hiking trails, and that is all the engagement we're going to be having with also local tourism experts and stakeholders. It's 10:48, back to you in studio.